start for around the 7 lines from the bottom. And that kuf mem beis amid beis. Abaye monach kapa a kipi. Abaye, when he used to carry kipi oimrim shalpua, bundles of tfua, he used to put a spoon on top of it. Rove monach sakina bar yoine, Rove put a knife on a bar yoine metaltola. Omar Rav Yosef, kama charife shmaitze de dardiki. These dardiki, these young children, they want to say a charifes, but he held it's not oiskal. Why not? When were they matter that one is permitted to use the mukze as a bosis for a kikaratinik? That's by Sheikhaya. But he forgot the amniki and the chotzer, so the mokim hefsed, they were matter that he's permitted to take it in. Abu lachatchila miyoma, lachatchila to stamazay to be metalto without a hefsed moment, stamazay to be metalto a dvar mukze by putting a keli on top of it. There's no such thing. Omar Abaye, so Abaye said vaker ilav dodom choshev and no kapa keep alomali. I wouldn't be an Odom Choshev, I wouldn't bechlal have to put a spoon on the kippah. You could lean on it, rest on it. So memele, so it is not muktzer. Omer Rav ano ilav dodom choshev ano sakina bar yoin alomali. It is possible to eat raw. So since it is possible to eat raw, so memele, it is not muktzer. So the Mele Liyasel says, Shlo Yumadu Mimeni Lahokel, I put a keli on top of it also. But in reality, it is not mukts at all. So now the Gemara is Midayek Midivrei Rav. Taime the Chozi Lumtze. So it would seem from Rav that when did Rav hold that one is permitted to be metaltal abar yoyne, if it is in Shabbos, edible for another, chazilumtz, other people eat raw meat. So memele, so therefore it is not mukt. Holoi chazilumtz. But the Gemara's medayek, what if in Shabbos it would not have been edible? It would have spoiled. And now it's only edible for a behemoth. So then vaistais van rove, then it would be mukt. The whole reason Rava gave that it's not muktzeh is because in Shabbos it's chazi l'machal adam. What would be if in Shabbos it became chazi l'machal behemeh? It's spoiled in Shabbos, now it's chazi l'machal behemeh. So vaistois, then according to Rava, he would not have permitted himself to carry this bar yoine with asakim, because then it's really muktzeh. Lememre de Rove ke Rav Yehuda svirelei. So does that mean to say that Rove holds like Rav Yehuda? Let us see Rashi. Holoi chazi lo umtza loi. Va'av hol gav de chazi l'shumre. Even though now in Shabbos it became chazi l'shumre. Domrin in muchan le'yodon le'havi muchan le'klovin. Rove holds that if it was betchilas knisus hayayim was muchan la'adam, that doesn't make it muchan l'klobin. That's called noilet. In betchilas knisus hayayim, it was oimed l'achilas adam. Now, in the middle of Shabbos, it became muchan l'klobin, so that's not called muchan. So that is the svar of Rabbi Yehuda. In the name of the svar of Rabbi Yehuda b'mesaches beit, that Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda, that Rabbi Yehuda taka holds like this, a behemish and this nablo b'shabbos, you're not allowed to give it to klovim, because muchan lo adam le'av muchan le klov. Like the Gemara, we have a raya nitazot. What's the raya nitazot? V'ha'oma Rava l'shame. Rava told his mishoris, Tovi li bar avze, you should roast for me a bar avze. Vishodi meyeho lishunra. And the bnei meayim you should take and give it to the cat.
So let us see how Rashi learns. Tavi li bar avze beyond it. So right, the Rishonim understand from Rashi that not only the roasting was in Yontif, it means he had a shechted also in Yontif. So he had a duck, and he tells his Misharis he should go and shechted in Yontif, and he should go and roast it in Yontif, and he also gave him instructions that the B'nai Me'ayim he should give to a cat. Mishadi Me'yel L'Shumra. Alme Metaltaluhu Mishum Shumra. So Vaistois, he was permitted to be metaltal the B'nai Ma'ayim because of the Shumra. So now Rashi had a big problem. So what's the kasha? If he shechted it in Yontif, so Memele, it's Roy Lada. It's Roy Lada. He could roast it in Yontif, the B'nai Ma'ayim. So what's Tamazay the problem? So it's not Mukze. So Rashi is Machadish Amoyra de Kechidish. Now in Yontif it's not chazi la'odah. The lav oirach ara lemechla b'yontif. A person will not eat b'nei ma'ayim in Yontif. Yontif to eat b'nei ma'ayim isrechag memeila erev Yontif memeila. But Yontif to eat b'nei ma'ayim does nish. Umiyo mei esmael la'odam avikayim. So that means be'etzem the baravze is oimid la'achila soda. No, grad in Yontif it is not oimid la'achila soda. In Yontif it is not oimid la'achila soda. So memele, so it's only chazi l'shunre. For the shunre be a feast. So we have something that was not muchan l'shunre. It's aimed to be eaten or grat, since this was geshocht, and then yontev, so now, after the shechita became roi la'achilas shunre, and we say that it is not muktze. So we see that Rava holds like Rav Shimon, v'shari meyer l'shunre, and for the Gemara hosom, Kiven de Misrach daite ilave me esma. And for the Gemara, no. Be emesin Rava holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Taka holds like Rabbi Yehuda. Aye, how was he permitted to give the B'nai Me'ayin to the Shunre? Kiven de Misrach Me'aye imatsne le ad ulte. Since the B'nai Me'ayin, if he'll save it for Meitzoy Yontif, so it's going to be spoiled. So in Yontif, it's only Roy L'Shunra. So it's not the way we assumed before. The Gemara did not know it's going to spoil Meitzoy Yontif. So Melech is not going to spoil Meitzoy Yontif, so it's Muchan La'adam. It's aimed to be eaten. Or grad in Yontif, it came out that only a behemoth could eat it. When you say that's a machel, that's muchen l'odom. So the Gemara answers, no. The B'nai Ma'ayin, that are geshochten in Yontif, will not last till Meitzoy Yontif. So the B'nai Ma'ayin are oimid to be eaten by a shunre. Is me esmel daite aleh le shunre, or bein ha-shmosh is nami, muchen le'behei ma'ab. So the Gemara answers, that the shunre, the b'nei ma'ayin, was muchan me'erev yontev to be given to a shunre. Because meitzoy yontev he can eat it, and yontev he also won't eat it. So it was muchan that when it will be geshochten, it will be given to a shunre. That is how Rashi learns pshat in the Gemara. The Rishonim ask on Rashi. Rashi says, "Apsam moire de kezach with these b'nei ma'ayin." Rashi had a kasha. These b'nei ma'ayin. Why is it muktzah b'chlau? L'chayr it's roi li adam. So Rashi says, "No, it's not roi li adam because a person will not eat b'nei ma'ayin in yom." So Rashi said, "Apsam moire de kezach that since no one will cover yontav, no one will eat b'nei ma'ayin. So memele doesn't have a din of a machal adam. So memele."
It is not a machal adam. So maybe lots of machal adam, you can't be metalpul. You have to know it's a muchan labain. But that is the pilpul of the Gemara. Fragen der Rishonim amoyre dike kasha an Rashi. So how do you learn Rav is memre bechlau? Rav is memre was as follows. He was metalpul abar yoyne in Shabbos. So metalpul abar yoyne in Shabbos. So the yet, and he put a sakin on top of it. So he says, really, it's not muktzeh. Hachazi li leumtzeh. Because, the way Rashi says, yesh b'nei adam shadaitan yofa v'oichlen bosar chai. There are people that will still eat bosar chai. So memeil, it's called noch chazi l'adam. Fine, there are certain people that eat bosar chai. Abo Shabbos? Shabbos, you eat bosar chai, the same person who won't eat roasted b'nei ma'ayin. In Yontif, won't eat a raw piece of meat in Shabbos. So why is this called, it's not Muktzeh, because it's Chazi L'Achilas Adam. This is how all the Rishonim bombard Rashi. Therefore, the Rishonim learn a different pshat in the Gemara. Not that it was geshachten in Yontif, it was geshachten Erev Yontif. Was geshachten erev yontif, and you have now, and the Gemara thought it's still muchan la adam. So the Gemara says no, see, because in yontif it's going to spoil; it can't last all yontif. So memele, so bishas, just like a behemish in this nabla. So that's not called muchan la behemah because he didn't know it's going to die. But if the behemah was very sick. Erev Yontif, so then he knew the Bema was going to die, so then it's called Muchan L'Klovim. He knew that the B'nei Ma'ayim will not last the whole Yontif, so Memele Erev Yontif alone, he was making it, that means it was Muchan, that means if it won't be eaten up by 10 o'clock, it'll be given to the Shunre. So Memele, that is why, so Ataka was Nisrach in Yontif, not Meitzoy Yontif, the way Rashi said. Rashi made the shchit in Yontif, so it's Nisrach Meitzoy Yontif. The Rishayim make the shchit. The shchit was Erev Yontif. The shchit was Erev Yontif. So Lamaise, so the Gemara's teretz was that he knew that it's going to be Nisrach in Yontif. Knew that it's going to be Nisrach in Yontif. So Daite Ilave, so Erev Yontif, since he knew that it's going to be Nisrach, so it's called already Muchan. Muchan lebehem. So, but bekitzer, the Gemara is saying that Rove holds like Rav Yehuda Taka, and the Bnei Ma'ayim was there was Muchan miba'id yoy. Let us see what Taisva says. Awesome, kiven de misrach umiskalkel. Since it's going to be misrach umiskalkel, ve'ein roi lemachal adam, and there won't be roi lemachal adam. Mi esmel daite ilave litnei lebeim. So yesterday already, he knew. That means he had b'nei ma'ayim, that he knew would spoil in yontif. It's not a surprise to him. So that's called, it was muchan l'shunra already, mi erev yontif. So mi ba'id yoyim, it was muchan, if it won't be eaten by 10 o'clock, it'll be given to the cat. The cat will tom na yontif. Frektoisves, afal ga, de beseyer shala poinim. Mishaladashim. Osrinil Rabbi Yehuda. Aval gav de chosel machel beimim. Seir shalapoinim means the pea pot. The pot of the peas. Mishaladashim is osrinil Rabbi Yehuda. So if a person peels, takes out the peas in Yontif, so the din is that the shell is muktzeh, even though it's chazi lebehime. Because we say it's muchan la'odom, lehava muchan lebehime. In fact, tachtoisva, since he knew. What are we saying over here? We're saying over here, kiven de misrach, since he knew erev yontif, that the b'nei ma'ayim are going to spoil in yontif, so it was daiti elabe, that one's going to spoil and give it to the cat. So it's called, it was muchan me erev yontif to give to a cat. So memele, since he knew that he's going to eat these peas in Shabbos on yontif, let's talk about Shabbos crab, and elamaisa is going to have pea pods, So Memele, he knew that he'll have a machel behime in Shabbos. So why isn't this called Mukhan le behime mi boigyoin? He also knew that he's going to peel it in Shabbos. Aval gavde beseyer shalapoinim vishaladashim osrin el rab Yehude. Aval gavde chazul le machel behime. Vechein garinin de leel beperik bamem adliken. Domrinin le rab Yehude. Ochlam, if a person ate tmorim in Yontif, and after he finished eating the tmorim, he was left over with an abundance of pits. So now they used to use the pits as fuel. So the Gemara says, L'Rab Yehuda Ochlon ain masikin begarin. You cannot be masik begarin, and you can't use these pits for fuel. Why? Because it wasn't muchan mibayid yoyim. But you know what's the Muchan Babay Yoim? He knew that he's going to eat these Tmorim Shabbos, and he's going to have pits, just like you said over here. He knew that Shabbos, this is going to be Chozi L'Shunre, so it's called Muchan L'Shunre. So he knew this is going to be Chozi L'Asoke, he knew that the Seyer Shalpay is going to be Chozi. So why is this called Muchan L'Bayim? Mikol Mokim Hoche Shari K'deperashti Hosam. So Taisa says here is different. What is Lamaisa the difference? So Taisvis before and Avchav Tesla Medalev says as follows, explains as follows. Over there, let's say by the Tmorim in the pits, so when Betchilas Knisas Hayoim, it was one entity. The pits were part of the Tmorim, and the Tmorim were dependent on the pits. What does it mean, dependent on the pits? That means you couldn't take out the pits because the Tmorim would spoil. And the same thing, you couldn't peel the pea pod because the peas would spoil. So memele v'tchilas knisas hayoim, since the machol needed it, so this was a machol. So if this was a machol v'tchilas knisas hayoim, after it got separated from the Tmorim or from the Adashim, so now became a Machal Beima. The Tchilas Knisim was a Machal Odom. So Kozman, it's a Machal Odom, it's not Muchan Lebeima. A Machal Odom is not Muchan Lebeima. In Yontif, in Shabbos, it became a Machal Beima. So Memele, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that's not good. Muchan Lodom Lava Muchan Lebeima. Masha'en came, because there it was an essential and intricate part of the Tmorim. The Tmorim needed the pits. And the Adashim needed the shells. So Memele, so there it had a Teiris Machel on itself, but Chilas Knisses Ayoim. So with Chilas Knisses Ayoim, it's called Muchan Lodom, not Muchan Lebeim. Masha'en came, Teisis Lashitosa, since you shechted. He shechted the bar avos, the Taisis line, speaking about Erev Yontav, he shechted it. So the minute he shechted it, you have two pieces of meat laying in front of you. The meat of the avos, which will be roasted and will be eaten, and the bnei ma'ayin, which will spoil if they won't be eaten before 10 o'clock. So memele, so each one is bazunder. One isn't dependent on the other. So the meat is called muchan lodom, this will be eaten. Since I know they're going to spoil, so this is called Muchan Lebeima. One is no shaychus with the other. But if it is one entity, Betchilas Knisses Hayoim, and then it had a Teiris Oichel, so then it falls into the problem of Muchan Laodam, Loi Havi Muchan Lebeim. So the Gemara, Hochi Nami Mistavre, the Rove Rabbi Yehuda Sviroloi, that Rove Taka holds like Rabbi Yehuda. And that's why Rove had to say that the whole reason about Avs is not Mukze because it's Chozi L'Yumze. The Dorash Rove, Isha Loisikones Lebeisa Eitzim Litoil Mehem Ut. That's Mildarai is not from this file. We'll see Machlokes Rashi and Tosfos what the reason of this is. Hey, Ud is a poker. That means that she goes into the Beisa Eitzim, and she goes and picks out a nice thin piece of wood with which she can stir the coals that are burning. So Mamela so Isha Loisikones Labesa Eitzim to be boicher a piece of wood to use it for an ud. The ud shenishba, what if you have in Yontif an ud was nishba, a broke, Before it was used to stir the coals, and now it broke in Yontem. So now it is not chazi anymore for you. Now it is chazi to be fuel. You're not allowed to use it for fuel in Yontem. Why aren't you permitted to use it for fuel in Yontem? One is not permitted to use shivrei kelim for fuel in Yontif. Why not? Because since it broke in Yontif, so that's called noilet. Es mitchilas knisas ayoyim was oimid, wasn't oimid for the shimush. It was oimid to sit on, or this ud was oimid to stir coals with it. And now all of a sudden, the middle of Yontif, it became oimid lahasoke. So memele, so that since it wasn't muchen mi ba'oid yoyim to be oimid lasokek, so according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is also. That is the yisod ha-machlekes, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds any possible shimush is already muchen. Everything makes it muchen. He has into consideration whatever shimush it might end up being usable for, so it's muchen for that erev yonter. Rabbi Yehuda holds now only the positive things he depended on and he thought would occur. That makes it muchen. So Memele, since he was unaware that it's going to break in Yonte. So Memele, so therefore this is not muchen. Zogt Rashi, Ud Pulgen, the Stam Eitzim La Sokanino Veloyle Tiltul Keli. So here Rashi seems to say one is not permitted to use it for a keli because it's not oimit to be used for a keli. It's oimit to be burnt, not to be used for a keli. So you can't take it for a keli. This could, according to Rashi, could be, this is also only according to Rabbi Yehuda. V'ud shenishbar b'yontev b'shivrei keil m'shenishbaru hayoim, ahavalu hu noilet. Taisus learns a different pshat in the first halacha. Nira l'rabbeinu tam, that the reason one is not permitted to take out from the base ha'etzim a piece of wood to use for a poker, k'peirish halachas doilus asiri mishum tikunei mone. That he might be misaken it. If he's taking out a piece of wood and he's choosing, looking for a poker, so it could be it's missing a tikkun in order to make it a good poker, so by mele he might be misaken it. The leperish there, according to the halachas gedolos, af al gav de loy miskatzala, even though there's no iskatzoi, gazrinin shalo yove lidei tikkun keili. He says this is nothing to do with Rabbi Yehuda. In Rab Shimon, this is a dover hamuskin. Zok the Mishnah. Beishamai oimrim. Beishamai hold ma'avirin me'al hashulchan atzomais uklipin. One is permitted to take off the table atzomais bones and klipin in shells. And he's allowed to take it off biyodai. Ubeis Hillel Oimrim, Mesalik as a tavla kula. A person picks up the tavla, that means the table was, there were legs and there was a board on top of it, that was used for the table. Mesalik as a tavla kula, he lifts up the tavla, Umenaro, and he shakes off the klipin batzomes. That he's permitted to do. I mean, not the way Beis Shammai said that he's permitted to take biyodayim the klipin and atzomis. No, he's permitted to make he's permitted like we had before by a chovis. He lifts it up and he's menayer it. The Rashi says, speaking about it, tzatzayrich mekaymai mistame. He needs the place, that's why he's allowed to pick it up, or else he'd be menayer bimkaymai over here. Why does he have to lift it up? Misalos, he needs the place now, or he can't be menayet over. He needs the whole mokim. So memelam. So therefore, he lifts up the tabla umenaro. The Rashba asks, why doesn't it become a bosses? It was put down bekavone. This is not shochat. This is put down bekavone. So the Rashba says two tnoim over here. Shaila, if all the Rishonim hold, you need both of these Tnoim, but at one, the Rashba says, number one, since it was put Be'emtza HaShabbos, V'daitoy L'salkoy, it was put down in the middle of Shabbos, not to remain, he had in Zinnan to be Menayed later, so this does not become a Bosses. Something is put down Be'emtza HaShabbos, V'daitoy L'salkoy, does not become a Bosses. Zogt der Mishnah weiter, Ma'avirin milifnei oder me'ala shulchan pirurin poches mikizayis. A person is permitted to be ma'avir pirurin poches mikizayis. Reklach of bread that are less than a kizayis. V'seyer shalapunim v'seyer adat. And the pods of peas and lentils, he's allowed to take it off biyodayim, mavirim biyodayim, mipnei shehu machol behem, because it is a machol behem. So therefore you're allowed to take it off biyodayim. Sfug, another halacha, a sponge, im yesh loy oir beis achize, if it has a handle made out of leather, mekamchin boy, one is permitted to clean up with it. Vimla, if it does not have a handle, ain the kanten boy. Now there's a machloikis of Rishonim for geiris v'chachomim oimrim. It was a girsa, we'll see in Taisus exactly what this girsa was. So let's forget about it, let's in parentheses, so we'll forget about it. Benkach or Benkach, say it has a beis achize, say it doesn't have a beis achize, nitl b'shabbos, one is permitted to take it in Shabbos, it is not mukze, ve'einoi mekabel tumen. In another loch, it is not mekabel tumen. Let us see Rashi. Ma'avirin b'yodayim me'al ha'shulchan, a person is permitted to take off from the table b'yodayim, Atzomais koshim she'einon ru'uyim lekelev. So Rashi says pshat, that in Be'emes in the Loshna Mishneh, perhaps would seem like this, because in the Sefer it says, Seir shalapunim v'seir adashim, you're allowed to take off, v'neishu machu behemen. So what episode is given that Atzomais and the Klippim are not machu behemen. So let us see. Ma'avirin biyodayim me'al ha'shulchan atzomeis koshim she'einon ru'uyim lekelev. You're allowed to take off atzomeis koshim, which are not ro'i lekelev, u'klipin shalagoizim. So this is mamish pellet. This is mamish eitzim vavonim. Doesn't have any, it's not a machel, it's not a keli, it's nothing. So Rashi v'avtarayin avot les lohu lebeishamay mukze. Beishamai doesn't hold mukze. Exactly what this means, we'll see a little later. Ubeis Hillel oimrim misalik es ha-tavla, sheyesh teires keili oleho. That the tavla has a teires keili, avoloi etalto laklipin biyodayim, ki Rabbi Yehuda. So here, Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yehuda, and Rabbi Yehuda does hold of mukze. Ma'aviron me'al ha'shulchan, stomehi. Now Rashi seems to hold that pirurin, according to everyone, afilo according to Rabbi Yehuda, one is permitted to be ma'avir pirurim poches mikizayis. V'chol shkein kizayis, kidem meforish taime, shehein machol behem. Because this is a machal behemah. And here, according to everyone, you are permitted to take it off. It seems this is not a machlokes. V'sar shel apoinim, sharbitim shel kitni, shakitni is godel ben. So memele, and this the Gemara is going to say, close, sar shel apoinim, this is going according to Rab Shimon. According to Rabbi Yehuda, sar shel apoinim will be yosef. But Perurim is going according to everyone. Someone was Ma'irer, that what Rashi says, Perurim poches mikizayis, v'chol shken kizayis. Kizayis, about the Givish, you're permitted to take off. The time of Pachas from Kizayis is it's a machal behemah. Kizayis is a machal odom. What's the hav? Why does Rashi find it necessary to tell us this? I would think a Kizayis you're not allowed to. And later it says, Mavirin, Sar Shel Apoinim, the Koshkein Apoinim. We know we're talking about a machal behemah. These perurim are not oimed lachilas odom anymore. Some emailas. So the Rashi says the chiddush is that you're permitted to take a taima shehem machal behemah. So versteitzach a kizayis is a machal odom. So why does Rashi find it necessary to explain it? Oyer beis achize shel oyer sheyechazenu boy. Mekanchin boy tavla, you're allowed to be mekaneach a tavla. That is, if there's an oyer beis achize. If there's no oyer bim lav, if there's no oyer, ain't mekanchin boy. So Rashi says why? Shekshe oich zoi, when he holds it in his hands, nischad beinetz boisov. It is impossible to hold a sapping sponge, we're speaking about that, without squeezing out. So therefore, without a handle, you're not allowed to use it. With a handle, so then you don't have to hold the sponge, then you hold the handle. We'll see klarer in the Gemara about this nekuda. Nitel b'shabes kshehu nogu. Benkach or benkach nitel b'shabes, you can't say when it's wet, because when it's wet, the minute you hold it, you're squeezing out, the way Rashi said before. Now when it's dry. Ve'ene mekabel tume, another din, ve'enoi likely aids, v'loi beged, v'loi sak, v'loi matches. So mele, in kabolas tume, there are certain tnoim, likely aids, beged, sak, matches, and this does not fall in any of these categories. Let us just see Ashtikel Gemara, and then we'll come to Tosfos. Omar Rav Nachman, Onu Ein Lonu Elo Bei Shammai Kerab Yehude Bei Silo Kerab Shim. So Rav Nachman said that what it says in our Mishnah, that Bei Shammai is Mekel and Bei Silo is Machmel. Rav Nachman had a Kabbalah that it shouldn't be like this. Not the way the Tana of our Mishnah put it. No, here a Kabbalah that is fakir, that Beis Shammai is the Machmir. So Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Yehuda, so therefore only can be Misalik the Tavla. You can't be Misalik Mavil be Yodayim that Thomas and Klippin, because Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Yehuda. U Beis Hillel ke Rabbi Shimon, according to Beis Hillel, Mavirin me'ala shulchan atzomes ukli. Zot Rashi, onu ein lonu, ein onu saimchim al mishnoseinu kemoishi shnuya, ela muchlefe shitosa, beishamai kerab Yehud. Let us see Tosfos. Zot Tosfos, atzomes uklipin. So Rashi had explained that these atzomes and klipin are speaking about it's ein roi lemachel behemet. Koshen shein roiim lekelav, Rashi says. Zog Tosfos loike perish hakontras. The perish afilu koshen vein roiim lachilas klovin. Tahai tanom rinem begemore, dech Rab Shimon svirelei. The Gemara says, beis hilu ke Rab Shimon. Rav Nachman was the one that said that this machloikis, if one is permitted, be yodayim, to be mavel the klipin, is totally, according to Rab Shimon, one is permitted. And according to Rab Yehuda, one is not permitted. Bisul also like Rab Shimon, and Bisham also like Rab Yehuda. The Rab Shimon, in the Rab Shimon, boy lechol apoches ruyos lemachol beim, because let's look in the Sefer. Tiktoni mavirin meyala shulchan pirurin, and you're allowed to take off a seir shalapoinim v'seir adashim. So the Gemara says, why is this permissible? Mibnei shumachel behemeh. Well, mekmina b'gemara kivos. And the Gemara will say later that this din, seir shalapoinim, is permissible according to Rab Shimon. So Memela, we have the guidelines spelled out black and white in front of us. That according to Rab Shimon, that this is a machul behemah, one is permitted to take it b'yadayim. According to Rab Yehuda, even though it is a machul behemah, one is not permitted to take it b'yadayim. And the Gemara says the Reish is also going according to Rab Shimon, that's why we'll have to take Atzomis or Klippin. So we have to say that Atzomis or Klippin are Roi L'Klovin, because if it's not Roi L'Klovin, so what is the Svaras? Afilo Rab Shimon wouldn't be matter. Now, let's first understand why Rab Shimon needs Roi L'Behemet. The Teretz is Poshet. So Rab Shimon holds that Muchen La'odam ave Muchen La'behemet. So that means, let us go on the Sefer. Let us go on the Sefer. We have here the Sefer Seir Shalapun. So even though Erev Shabbos it was Muchen La'odam, then it was an intricate part of the Adashim, of the Apunim. We said, we mentioned before, from Tosfos, they had a Teiras Machel. But when he'll separate, now it's like a bottle to the Machel needs it. But when he'll separate it, so then it will become Roi L'Behemet. Then he loses the Teiras Machel. So that is Rab Shimon. Rab Shimon doesn't hold of Noilud. Rab Shimon holds a person is liberal and forget whatever could be used is some emele, it's muchen for that purpose. So since when it will separate itself from the apoinim and adashim, it will be muchen lebeime. So emele is according to Rab Shimon, so it's permissible to give to a beime. That's like a beime shenisnablo. That's boso shenitpach. That means all these things, since it's a possibility, it might become roi lebeime. So it's considered muchen lebeime. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda holds Muchen L'Odom Le'Havim Muchen L'Beimim. So since Betchilas Knesses Hayoyim, it was not Roi L'Beimim, it was Oymed L'Achilas Odom. So therefore, even though Be'emtza Hayoyim became Roi L'Beimim, that's like Beimish in the Snabla, which according to Rabbi Yehuda is Muktze. So that's how Tosfos learned Pshat in the Mishnah. So the ratio of Atzomis and Klippin is similar to the Sefer of Sar Shalapunim V'Seir Adashim, and it is only permissible to be Mavir B'Yodayim because we hold like Rab Shimon. So therefore there has to be Roi L'Achilas Behem. That is Tosfos Kasha and Rashi. Amir Dike Kasha. The Magine Shloime wants to fa'em for Rashi. So first he says why Rashi did not want to learn like Tosfos. What is the difference? Saradashim, you need it's a machel behemah. It also should be machel behemah. Why did Rashi not want to learn like Tosfos? Zok the Megineh Shloime, Rashi a moire diketain on Tosfos. He says there's a tremendous chiluk. We had just learned before, and according to Tosfos, it's zikha like that. According to Tosfos, if a person, afilo according to Rabbi Yehuda, if a person shechted a bar avza erev yontif, so we say there are two chalokim to it. There's the chalik ha-bosor, and there's the chalik ha-ma'ayim. So we say the ma'ayim is oimet to be given to the cat, since it's going to be nischach, and the bosor is oimet to be given to the bosor is oimet to be given to Tachilas Adam. That why we don't say this by Tmorim is because Betchilas Knesses Hayoyim it's one entity. You can't separate it. The Garen from the Tmorim. You can't separate the Seyer from the Adashim. So Memele, the Oichel needed it. So Betchilas Knesses Hayoyim it had a Teures Oichel on it. The Garen also had a Teures Oichel. So later in Yontif or in Shabbos it became Ois Machal Adam. Then we have a problem. But if each one is the two, one is not dependent on the other, so Memele, each one is oimet for what it's oimet for. So the Ma'ayim is oimet to be given to the Shunre, and the Boso is oimet to Lachila Sada. Taina to Magine Shloimei Bazoi, if you have a cooked chicken Erev Shabbos, so there's bones and there's chicken. The chicken doesn't need the bones. needed the bones because when I was walking around, but now that it's geschachten and cooked, it doesn't need the bones. So memela, so you have here two chalokim, you have here chicken and bones. So the bones are aimed to be given to the klovin, and the chicken is aimed to be eaten by the other. So why is Rabbi Yehuda chaylik on this? That was Rashi's kasha. This is mamish like b'nei ma'ayim, that if you according to Rabbi Yehuda, it is called muchen lebehemim. So why is there machlokes in the Mishnah? So therefore, because of this kasha, Rashi had to say that these bones are not roi l'achilas behemen. Not roi l'achilas behemen. So memela, that's why according to Rabbi Yehuda, you cannot be metal till the bones be a dying. So now he says, Rashi had a problem in Rabbi Yehuda. But kan shayel aben, but what's the svar of Rabbi Shimon? Meitais is doch gerecht, Rabbi Shimon was only matter if it's a machel behemen. If it's not a machel behemen, so why is it mutter? Zogt de Megine Shloime, that Rashi learned that the Machloikis, Beishami Beisilo, if one is permitted to take off that tzomis and klipin, even though they're not roi lachila, the Machloikis is if it's a graf shel rei. It's ich a graf shel rei. You have a table full of a tzomis and klipin, it's ich a graf shel rei. If it's a graf shel rei, so it's doch weiter schwer, so what's the svore of the one that says you can't take it off be your dayim. Zok the beginning shalom, that's the machlokes tanoim. The machlokes tanoim is, by a graf shel rei, what is the type of graf shel rei? Graf shel rei means, graf, that is the keli that is holding the rei. So it's permitted to take out the rei al yedei keli. That's the type of graf shel rei. But to take out the rei be your dayim, that, the Megine Shlomo says it's not a Dava Muskim. That is the Machloikis of Beishamai and Beisilu in our Mishnah. Al Kaponim, the Mater held, you're allowed to take it afilu b'yadayim. That is a Nukula. And the Machma held, no. Misalikes atavla kula menaro. But one is not permitted to take the Rei out b'yadayim. Das nicht. Is Kan Shoyel Aben beautiful? Fine. That is the Machloikis. No. The Shaila is, you have such a Machloikis, but what is it, what Shaychis does it have to the Machloikis of Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda? Rab Shimon and Rab Yehuda is speaking about something that was Oymed Lachila Sodom, and later became Roy Lebehime, so is it called Muchen Lebehime. But here you have, this is a new Shaila in Gamsen. This is it. They're clarifying what is Muktzeh. Here we're clearing something that is zicher muktzeh, there's a heter of to be moitzi graf shel rei, and we're clearing that you have to take it out, ayidei keili, afilu behedye. So what does this have with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon? So this, the Chassam Sofer in the beginning, Shleim is saying, mikli, since we see there's a machloikis, we see here there's a machloikis in graf shel rei. That's the machloikis, Rashi learned. We know in Elchis muktzeh there's a machloikis, so the Gemara held mistame. The machmer over there would be machmer over here, and the makel over there would be makel over here. That's what they say. Perhaps we could be mamtik a little bit. Could be, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you could never say that you should be mater l'chatchile to take out the rei alone. That means, could be, it look like a chucha tlula. You have something that's roi lemachel behemet. They asked the tiltul shalboi. You have something that the dogs are, you have 20 puppies waiting to throw you, you should throw them a piece of meat, a behemish and this nabla. No, it's muktzeh. According to Rabbi Yehuda, in a bone that is not roi for any animal, this you could take out for your day. So it could be, that's the cheshbin. The cheshbin is that Rabbi Yehuda, who's machmer afilu betilto, machel beheime, he couldn't be makel beyodayim to be moitzi the rei alone, to be moitzi the klipas nagoizim alone. So therefore, he said dafke, al yedei nira tavle. Rabbi Shimon, who holds that yelata be metalto machel beheime also, so memele, Graf shel rei yeld you ought to be metaltal be your daim also. Could be that's there's a shtickel shaykhis between one machlekes and the other machlekes. But upon him, that is what the Megine Shloime That's how the Magen Shloim explains Shitas Rashi. Onu ein lonu elo beishamai ke Rab Yehuda and beisilu ke Rab Shimon. So Taisves be Meseches Idyes loy misnayi bahadi kuli beishamai bechumri beisilu. Meseches Idyes, this Mishnah is not brought down. Vahainu ke Rav Nachman. Verkehrt, so we see Rav Nachman's Mesoire, that Beis Hillel is here the Mekel and Beis Shammai is the Machma. We see that Tana and Idyas held also like that. Because if not, he would have brought this Mishnah with all the other Mishnahs of Kulei Beis Shammai and Chumrei Beis Hillel. V'hoda lo'y ma'isi siyata me'hos. Frek toch tois v'smotach ha'tana dolten. That means if you learn Idyas, you'll see that the Tana held that this Mishnah is a Mishnah of Kulei Beis Hillel, not Kulei Beis Shammai. And for Taisus, Mishum Demai Ulme, the Ha, the Ho, Meho. So Taisus means to say, it seems as follows. Not that Rav Nachman held that our Mishnah is a Grais. No, there was Zicher a Tana that held Beis Shammai was Meho. There was Zicher, the Tana of Idyas held, that Beis Shammai is Machman. Rav Nachman is just saying, Laloche, Ono ain Lono, Laloche, we don't hold like this Tana. Rashi, Dachsman Bey, says, I have a Messiah, me Rabbi, said, we don't hold like this Tana. So Stamazoi to bring a Raya that this Tana is wrong because there's another Tana in Idyas. No, there was Zicher, Machloikis Tanoim, if Beis Shammai was the Meikel or Beis Shammai was the Machna. Someone, Dachsach, may ask San Toisvis, what is Pshat, the Ma'ulme, the Ho, Meho? This is a Gewaldike Chilik. The Gemara says, Idyas is from the Bechirte. Idyas was from the Choshev and Mishnayis, from the Meil of Hakert. If you want to know the Tana of our Mishnah is correct, or the Tana of Idyas is correct, Hakert, the Tana of Idyas is preference over any other Tana. That's a ha'ora on Taisus. Zog the Gemara weiter. Mavirin b'lifnei ha'shulchan pirurin. Misai yaleila Rabbi Yochanan, da omar Rabbi Yochanan pirurim, she'ein bohen kizayis oso le'abdon biyad. From our Mishnah is a raya that pirurim she'ein bem kezayis also la'abdom biyad, one is not permitted to destroy them. How does this come in, and where do we see this from our Mishnah? Zot Rashi, also la'abdom biyad, midiktoni ma'avirin biyodayim, v'loi zorik lohu. Doesn't say you throw it away. That means the loshen ma'avirin means you take it off. Now, where are you going to put it? Where are you going to put it? Mavir means you take it off. So, l'chayre, you're not going to, you have no place where to put it. There's no use to it. It's perurim pochas mikizayis. So, why does it say mavirin? So, kocha vaistois, because you can't throw it away. It says in the Reish, we'll see, Taisus has this kash, it says in the Reish, Ma'avirin me'al ha'shulchan ha'tzomis ha'klipit. And there, according to Rashi, it's not even roi l'machul behemi. Yizichi can throw it away. So why does it say Ma'avirin? So the Megin Ishloim l'shitos, he says, ha'gevar de keteretz. He says, you know why he says Ma'avirin over there? Because they're telling you the reason of the hetem. Ma'avirin means you take it away, because he wants to be by the shulchan, it's ha'grab sholrei. So you take it away from him. Zerkin would be that doesn't belav davkis ala shulchan, it's befonof. Mavira means it's bothering him, you take it away. But here it should have said zerkin. Since it says mavirin, so memele, from this we see that it is also la abdom biyad. Let us see Taisus. Peirurin shein bem kizayis, also la abdom biyad. Peirish bekuntris. Midiktoni mavirin veloiktoni zerk. The Kosher LeRabbi, the Bereishin, Amiktoni, Magbiyin Me'al HaShulchan Atom Isaklipim, Leiktoni Zerkin, Avo Bishemuta La'abdo. The whole, so Taisus Shitos is very good. Taisus learns that the Reish is talking about, Amachul Behemetake, so why does it say Mavirin? They're allowed to throw it away. The whole Chaymer of of pas of a pirurin is pshat because it's a machal adam, but this is or it's roi lachilas adam. But a machal is it's not roi lachilas adam. It's yizichelat to throw it away. But tani zay can have a piece of mutal abdom biyat. Va'oydam rinem bebrachas bereish elu dvarim beisilul oimrim im shamish talmud chachamu. If a person is a shamish talmud chacham, so when he cleans up the table, he does as follows. Noitel perurim sheesh bem kizayis. These perurim he takes, umeiniach perurim sheim bem kizayis. It is a memeile, a messiah, rabbi yechinam, a perurim sheim bem kizayis, mutel abdom biyat. Because the Talmud Chacham knows you'll have to be ma'abed bit biyad, so memele, so therefore he leaves it on the table, doesn't have to clean it up. V'yev sheligris hosam osa, so there means muta. So al koponim, so you see Claude, the same Rabbi Yechanan says that fakad muta labdom biyad. Ni Rashi says osa labdom biyad. The beginning Shlomo wants to say that Rashi was geis muta labdom, not biyad. That means, because they're speaking about they're going to gis mayim achreinim, and the water might spritz on the perurim. So it's mutter la'abdom. It's not called biyad. It's called ayyadei grome. That is permissible. Biyad is taka osa. That's what doesn't say zirke. Amal kaponim, that's the fa'emphashitis rashi. V'nira l'rebi da'ochi galsinen mutter. That's taka mutter la'abdom. Like the gemara in brachis, miditzrach l'mistim neisho machal ba'imeh, Dainu mash not the lies and the loshim avir, and the mash mulay chazul l'adam. Rabbi kisha machul beima mutal abdon. So it's lay chazul l'adam. So therefore it's mutal abdon. Davka mash a machul adam is also la abdon. Zokt the gemara weiter. Sar shel apoinim. A person is permitted to pick it up, take it off. Money Rab Shimoni the less lay muktzah. Because it's a machel behemah, and it's even though it was muchel adam betchilas knisus ayoyim, but it became a machel behemah after he was mafresh the sharbitim from the kidneys. So Rab Shimoni, the last lay mukta, ema seifes vugim yesh lay beis achize mekanchen boy. The seifes says a sponge if it has a handle mekanchen boy. Veim lav ein mekanchen boy ason la Rab Yehuda. Without a handle, one is not permitted to be mekaneyach. Da omar dovo shein miskaven also. So the Gemara learned that why is one not permitted to be mekaneyach? The way Rashi said in the Mishnah, because k'sha'ich zayin nischad bein etzboisam. So the Gemara that have me held, it's not a psikreisha, but it might be nischad. So the seif is going according to Rabbi Yehuda, and the reisha, these two halachas, one next to the other, is going according to Rabbi Shimon, because it says seir shel apoinim is muta. So memele, it's a psmodne. The reisha is Rabbi Shimon, seif Rabbi Yehuda. And for the gemore, boho afilu Rabbi Shimon moide. Da baye ve rove do omri tavayu moide Rab Shimon bepsikreisha bolo yomus. So the Gemara answers that this is a psikreisha. If it's the efshela orzoi belisha yisreit maim, it is a psikreisha. So therefore, the whole mishnah is going according to Rab Shimon. The reisha that's matas arshel apoinim is going, that it's called machol, it's muchen le behemme. And the seif is going according to Rab Shimon that without a base yad, it is also to hold it because it is a psikreisha. So everything is going according to Rab Shimon. Zokt Rashi, the last lay mukta, the I Rab Yehuda, if the Mishnah is going according to Rab Yehuda, may esmail, the seyer shel adashim lav lebehem mekaim. Then it was naimit to be eaten by a behem. Shrei ha'oichel ha'yayim mo'en. V'hayayim lo'keyach mehem. Lukach mehem. That means yesterday was an intricate part of the machel. Zeher ha'teres machel. So it's called muchen la'odam. So according to Rabbi Yud, it's not muchen la'behem. And the Gemara said the seyfe she'ein miskaven. She'ein miskaven lischay. He doesn't have kavon lischait. Now, in this inyan of Sfug, let us just give over a few yediyas. The Rambam, when the Rambam brings this down, in Perek Chav Beis, Halachat Hezvof, and Hilchos Shabbos, the Rambam brings this down in Meleches Melaben. He says, Schite is a tilde of Melaben, Dachsach Mir. So Memele, by squeezing it out, it's a Melaben. So therefore, without a Beis Yad, it's a Psikreshe. And with a Beis Yad, it's not a Psikreshe. That's how the Rambam learns Pshat in the Mishnah. Agav Ulche, the Ravid asks a Moira de Kekasha on the Rambam. The Ravid asks, if you say it's a psikreshe to hold it, so if you have a base yad, you mekaneach, so the kinuch is also a psikreshe. What is the difference of the achize that you hold, that is malabim, because when I'm holding it, it's a psikreshe. It's a psikreshe, it's zero going to squeeze out. And when you're cleaning, it's not a psikreshe. Al Koponim, that is the Raivitz Kasha on the Rambam. You have to know, maybe Kinuach doesn't have to be a psikreshe, Chvesach nisht. Or maybe the Kinuach is... No, Lecheire, Loma Bleiben Besser mit the Kasha. That's the Raivitz Kasha on the Rambam. We'll see later what the Raivitz answers. It seems other Rishonim learn Pshat that the Shaila over here of Schitas Asfug is not als the gather of Malabin, als the gather of Dishe. It's a tilde of Mefarik, since it's Balua Mashkin. Taisus and Ksuba said it's speaking about it's Balua Shemin. So it's a tilde of Dosh. But others say it's Ichra Dishe the Rabbonon, because it's Heilach Leibud. But the Medubah over here is not in Melechus Malabin, in Melechus Disha. So we have two ways how to learn. If this is a Disha de Rabbonon, Ramayshan, one of the Chubis names on clothes, a Disha de Rabbonon, according to the Paiskim that hold that the Isser of Schit over here is Al Disha, so I just had a Shtikel Ha'ore, it once mentioned, there's a machlokes, the Trumas Hadeshin, the Mogen Avraham, a psikreshe by an Isser the Rabbonon, if it is Osir or not. The Trumas Hadeshin holds that it is Mutter, and the Mogen Avraham holds that it is Osir. So if we're speaking about a Disha the Rabbonon, Seilach Leibud, so Lochere, so what's the Gemara's Kashem, Moide Rab Shimon be psikreshe? It's an Isser the Rabbonon over here. Tadisha de Rabbonon, so Lachaire, who says a psikreish is also by Adisha de Rabbonon? Chaybot Panashtikal Raya to the Mogen Avraham. Let us see Taisvis. Taisvis says, Ve'im lav, ein mekanchen boy, is for him the Garsi. Now we'll take away the parentheses in the Mishnah. We'll add a few words. Ve'chachomim oimrim, benkach, u benkach mekanchen boy. Say it has a base yard. Say it doesn't have a base yard. It's mekanchen boy. So Taisus, that's it. Doesn't make sense. Lo yitochen. The ba'oma bigmor de ba'ein loy oyer base achiza afilo rab shimin moide. The osel mishum de psikreishu afilo rab shimin is moide. So how could there a man the yom v'chachomim oimrim benkach u benkach is mekanchen boy? How could that be? It's a psikreshe, so how could that be? Before we go further, I'd like to tell you the Piskei Horid is goyris like this. Benkach u benkach mekanchen boy. And a very interesting Piskei Horid. He says, what's the svar of the Chachomim? But he goes, and he says as follows. The Kosavri, the Chachomim hold. Ein teiras schite bisfuk. There's no iser schite bisfuk. The Torah schite yesh ba'anovim lohitzi mehen mashkin shu'tol de didosh. But over here ain't a mashkin migufon. Dishes davke if you have in you have a grape, so the wine that is muvla in the grape, you squeeze it out, that is disha. If this is not mashkin migufon, so dangis ab andere mashkin, so there's no iser disha. O teires schitish yesh be begodim, we tell this mechabes. And by svug, lili bunay name yene tzorich. Exactly what he means, I don't know. But he says, amayre di kibshats, am a mele, that's the machloikis. That the Tanakhama holds there is an Isser Schita. What? The Machlokes, the Rambam, and the other Rishonim. And the Chachamim hold Ben Kach or Ben Kach Mekanchim, because there's no Isser Schita, there's no Isser Disha, there's no Isser Malam. That's how the Piskei Arid learns Pshat. But Rab Yitzchok Midinafire Goras, he had a Fakerte Girs in the Mishnah. Ben Kach or Ben Kach, Ein Mekanchim Boy. Kerab Yehuda, the Omar Dover Shaim is Kaven also. Kerab Yehuda also Dover Shaim is Kaven also. The Diskirs is also by Nirilari. The Begmore Mashme, the Bereshe Moide Rab Yehuda. The Omar, Eime Seife, Svug, Im Yesh, Loi Eur Beisachize, Mekanchen Boi. Vim Lav, Ein Mekanchen Boi, Osan Rab Yehuda. Hey, so the Gemara asks, let's see the Gemara in a bank. The Gemara asks, Evim lav ein mekanchim boi, oson la rabbi yud, domo dovo shein miskaven oso. So it seems the Gemara understood that this goes, this halacha, goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. The Gemara said, no, the Reisha goes, the Reisha of Muksa goes according to Rabbi Shimon, the Sefer goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. So it seems according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Gemara understood the Sefer. In both halakim of the Sefer, that if it has a base, he's a mekanchen boy, and if it doesn't have a base, he's a mekanchen boy. So the male is a tortoises in Cain, Benkach, or Benkach, ain't mekanchen boy. Who's a basic? He's a mekanchen boy. Loi Rabbi Yehuda, loi Rabbi Shimon. That also doesn't make sense. Alabade le gersina le klal. Now, Taisvis, this is a very interesting Taisvis. Taisvis was chaylik on this pshat. And Taisvis says, because according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it has a base achize, it should be mutter. How could you say? That they said, Ben Kach, Ben Kach, Ein Mekamchim Boi, Ki Rabbi Yehuda, Domo Dovo, Shein Miskaven Osa. But they said, no, the Gemara seems to hold that if it has a base achiz, it is mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Taisvus is choyl. So Taisvus had a mirror the kedir from the Gemara. I mean, the Gemara says it, that if it has a base achiz, it is mutter according to Rabbi Yehuda. But really, we really have to understand this halachet. We mentioned before the Ravid asked on the Rambam that what's the Milo Beisach is, it's still a psikration. Let us read the Chaim that no, the Rambam hold only without a Beisach is, it is a psikration. With a Beisach is, it is not a psikration. But al kaponim et zicha dover sheinim is kaven. Mein the zicha possibility you mekaneich with a wet sponge. The zira possibility that you'll be soichet. So lechayre, how did Taisvus tak understand the Gemara? Taisvus, this Rabbi Yitzchok midenafire said a very long deshizach. He said according to Rabbi Yehuda, was helped me Rabbi Sachize. Ain't the kanchin boy Rabbi Dov and Dovashayim miskaven also. Rabbi Yitzchok midenafire held it zira a Dovashayim miskaven that if he's cleaning with a wet sponge, he might squeeze out some of the mashkin the mekaneach. So zira Dovashayim miskaven. So zira also. Then over the Gemara zuchs his mutter. I mean, that we don't have to understand what is pshat in the Gemara. So dachsich mir. But later I found Baruch Hashem the Chassam Sofer seems to say that Taisvus holds like the Raiv. The Raiv that we had mentioned before is Choylik on the Rambam. The Rambam says as follows. The Rambam says that without a Beis Achiz it is also because it's a psikreisha.
with a beis achize, it is muta because it's not a psikresh. And the raiva teres not with a beis achize, it's still a psikresh. So how did the raivit learn shot? So the raivit says as follows. The nirali, kiven sheyesh loy beis achize, since the sponge has a beis achize, havalei kitzluchis mleya mayim, so the sponge is like a tzluchis mleya mayim, it's like a jar. Shemeirik mimenu mayim, you can pour out water from it, if it has a beis achize. Avol she'ein loy beis achize, havalei kebege, fa'osa l'seichte. The Raivit says that with a beis achize, so even though it's a psikreshe, that you can squeeze out mashke, it's kitzluchis, malaya mayim. If it doesn't have a beis achize, it's kebege, fa'osa l'seichte. We have to understand, what does he mean? I like to tell over how the Chazenish explains the Raivit. Chazenish explains the Raivit as follows. Kiven, the Sfugoi, osoi lekach, lekabel al yodoi mayim ulohirito. This is the, it's osoi to absorb water, lahirikai, to give out water, is loy mevatli hamayim besoichai lemikridosh. So that means something that is oimed to suck in and to give out water, that's, it's tashmish, so it doesn't become bottle to the surroundings, so mamela, there's no inyan of disha. The inyan of disha is that the mashke is bottled to the oichel. So memela separating the mashke from the oichel, that's melechas disha. But if the whole purpose of the sfug is to absorb and to give out, so memela it's called a davar nifrat. It's called a davar nifrat and le mevatli amayim v'soichel lemikridosh. Frekta heilike chazainish, a pertinent kash. Good, we'll try to understand this. Agavucha, we see from the chazainish that the raivit is also chaylik on the Rambam, that the malach is not malabim, the malach is disha. And malabim, for some reason, the holds machal, there's no malach. So, but why do you need a beis achize? Why do you need a beis achize for? If it's a lomdis, it's also to take in water, to give out water, so it's a tzluchitz. Zukta chazeinish, umikomok im tzorich beis achize, den yichude yichud beloi beis achize. So what does he mean? So dachsich mir, the chazeinish understood pshat, that's only I can understand pshat in chazeinish, that what a sponge was used to absorb and give out, that was dafke through the beis yad. The beis yad was similar, there's some types of mops, of sponges that you have a handle that you squeeze out, you press down on the handle, you squeeze out the water also. So memela, I think this was how the chazanish understood pshat and raivit. That means the purpose of this handle was not to get his hands wet, the purpose of this beis yad was that one can squeeze out the water from it. Im keinem anachnu, so that's what the chazanish says, if it's oimid, to take in and give out, so the mashke that enters it never becomes a chelik of it. It doesn't become bottle, so there's no dindisha. Mashenken, if it doesn't have, so maybe the whole purpose is just to absorb. It doesn't have this handle to squeeze it and give it out. So the middle, this the Raivit says, this is like a beged, that it is also lishchait, but could be the Yisrael's al-disha, with the chazanish vaistois. So the middle, that's what Taisus is saying. Taisus is saying, afilu according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it has a beis yad, it is muta. Because that mamish like shitus arayvit. The arayvit says, according to Rabbi Shimon, even though it's a psikreisha, it is also muta if it has a beis yad.